Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 20th juz was recited. In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whom is a person worship all besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the signs of Allah's qudrat and the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically the answer will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah asks in this question, Ilahumma Allah, 5 times it's repeated. Is there any other deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given you what and what favors. Who is the one who has created the heavens and the earth? Who is the one who has sent down for you water from the skies? And by means of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given beautiful lush gardens. It wasn't possible for a person himself to bring alive this tree and his plantations. Is there any deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's only Allah who has given his favors and his bounties. Who has made the earth stable so people can walk on the earth so they are shaking all the time? Who has made the rivers in between? Who has placed huge mountains on the earth and made between the oceans and the water, the sweet water and the bitter water? Allah has made a barrier between them. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is in distress and he calls out, who is the one who will answer the call of the distressed person? Who is the one who removes harm from a person? Who has made us human beings the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth and given a great status to human beings? Who is the one who guides people in the darkness of the night when a person is in the ocean or in the land by means of stars and different signs which Allah has got? Who is the one who sends the winds before the rain comes to a person? Who is the one who has created human beings the first time and then he gives men a second life again? And who, after creating a human beings, Allah gives sustenance from the heavens and from the earth? Allah sends down the rain and from the earth the plantations come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there any other God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any other deity? Qul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqin. Bring forward your proof if you are truthful in your claim. There's definitely nobody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah has given you such favors, then how can a person not become a diehard and a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and devote his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go travel in the earth and see what happened to those people who were not prepared to accept. They made a mock of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hadha illa sa'atirul awwalin. Whatever you're telling us, it's only fables of the past people, the people of the past. It is not a reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain signs of close to qiyamah. What will happen? Dabbatun min al-ard. That one earth animal which will come out from the earth, it will speak to the people. It is a sign of qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about doing good actions. The day the trumpet will be blown. فَفَزِعَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whoever is in the heavens and the earth, except those who Allah wants, they all will fall unconscious. This is when the trumpet will be blown the first time. Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam will blow it, and then eventually everyone will be destroyed. And the second time it will be blown, and everyone will come back into existence again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that I have been commanded myself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have been commanded an akuna min al-muslimin. I must be amongst the humble servants and the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One atlu al-Quran. And I have been commanded to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. It's such a great hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to make tilawat of Quran Sharif. From an ihtada fa innama yahtadi li nafsi. A person who finds hidayat, he's only finding hidayat for himself, he's benefiting himself. And if a person doesn't find hidayat, then he remember the Anbiya alayhi muslim, it is only their duty to convey the message to human beings. The next surah is called Suratul Qasas. In ya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken out of Makkah Mukarramah and he was sent to Medina Munawwara. He was making hijrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the surah, especially the ending one ayat where Allah ta'ala promises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that eventually he will come back to Makkah Mukarramah. Allah will give him victory. But here Allah ta'ala mentioned the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail to show how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam himself was also how Fir'aun went against him and the forces of Batil tried to destroy Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was victorious. Allah ta'ala's help and assistance came. And Allah ta'ala's special protection was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going for hijrat. How Allah will protect him also. He was giving consolence to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will protect you also. Like how he protected Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions first that Fir'aun, he made zulm and oppression on the earth. He divided the people into different groups. By doing so, like how the colonials of today's time do, to weaken the strength of the people, so they divide the different countries, like how the whole Islamic world was divided into different portions. Otherwise, before it was like one, all was regarded as one place. But the forces of Batil understand that when all of the Muslims, they were united, they were all together, and there was strength in there. So they managed to break off, and all because of love for name and fame, etc., and for power. So then they all broke up into different lands, and the whole Muslim world was broken up, and then there was no sin now for the Muslims against the non-Muslim people. So this is exactly what Fir'aun had done. He divided the people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we wanted those people who were regarded as low in the earth, we wanted to send our favors upon them. We wanted to make them the imams of the people. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today one nation is down, and Allah ta'ala changes the nations. People are very high in land. Allah ta'ala sometimes destroys them. And those who were regarded as like nothing in the world, who were locked up in jail, those who were banished from the countries, they eventually come back and they become rulers. This is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and the examination in there from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam's mother. Allah bid ilham into her that she must put Musa alayhi salatu salam into the river, and she must not fear. She obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that place which outwardly seems to be a place of destruction, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used because she was following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then never mind destruction, it actually became a means of great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon her. That Fir'aun was making sure that all the children were being killed. He made such an effort to kill all the children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the baby comes in the hands of Fir'aun, and his wife falls in love with the child, and she says, no, that we are keeping this child. And then eventually the mother of Musa alayhi salam, they're looking for someone to breastfeed the child. She comes, and she takes the child back home, and Fir'aun even actually pays her to look after the child. It is her own child, but Fir'aun is actually paying. So what a system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. The mother obeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what seemed to be destruction for a person actually became a means of greater goodness for a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we return her to her mother, to his mother, so that her eyes can become cool. She must not become grief-stricken, and she must understand that the wa'ad Allah haqqun, the promise of Allah ta'ala, is a reality. Most people unfortunately do not know how Allah's assistance in hell comes to those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became big. Allah subhanahu, he was staying also in the palace of Fir'aun. Allah ta'ala brought him up in luxury. But Allah ta'ala wanted him to go through a period of tarbiyat also, to be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a period of tarbiyat which Allah ta'ala gave all the Anbiya alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made it such that he leave the place once. The incident happened, and eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to flee, and he had to leave Egypt where he was staying. He came out, Fir'aun and his people, they were after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to catch Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Musa alayhi salam comes to one area near Madian, and he finds people are standing at a well, and they are getting water. There are two women who are standing away from the men. From here, the ulama says that Hudan Allah makes ishara and sign here. The nature of women is such, they will not like to be joined up towards men. So because the other men were at the well, they remained at a distance away. The Hudan, Musa alayhi salam asked them, what has happened? They said, no, we are not feeling, getting water until all of these people are finished and they go away. Wa'abuna shaykhun kabir. And they felt embarrassed also that why we as women, how can we come out of the houses? So they gave an excuse why they had to come out. There's no one at home. Our father is a very old person. Anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he helped and assisted them. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after they had left. He was in a shadow. He had nothing at all, no house, nothing at all. So he said, إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. He said, oh Allah ta'ala, I'm completely muhtaj and in need of whatever goodness you can grant to me. It's a very beautiful dua. The ulama say that Musa alayhi salam had nothing at that moment, and he made this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا. Immediately thereafter, Allah accepted the dua. Ulama say, what ni'mat Musa alayhi salam got. One ni'mat Musa alayhi salam got was that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala gave him a house, now it just became easy for him to stay in a house, and together with that Allah gave him a job also, sustenance, and eventually Allah ta'ala gave him nabuwat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a wife, and he stayed in the company of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam for 10 years. So great, great bounties Allah ta'ala granted to him through the barakat and the blessings of this dua. So he says it's a very beautiful dua, it's a very jami', comprehensive dua. That, oh Allah, I'm completely muhtaj and in need of whatever goodness you can extend upon me. إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. And now one of these daughters of Shu'ayb alayhi salam comes to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, تَمْشِي عَلَى السِّحْيَا, walking with haya and shame. Allah Ta'ala loved her walking so much, the way she walked with so much of shame, that Allah Ta'ala actually mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, that she was walking with shame. This is a very beautiful quality of woman. And if a woman is forced to leave a home, to walk on the corners, not to walk in the middle of the street, and to completely conceal herself. So anyhow, she came and she told Musa alayhi salam, my father is calling you. He wants to recompense you for what you have helped and assisted us. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes, and eventually they hire Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he gets one of his daughters, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, gets his daughter married to Musa alayhi salam, on condition he must stay there for 8 years, and if he wants to 10 years, he can fulfill it. Musa alayhi salam accepts it, and for 10 years he makes khidmat there, and he's married to Safura radiallahu anha. Anyhow, after 10 years, Musa alayhi salam was to go back to Egypt. And when he's going there, Allah Ta'ala grant him Nabuwat. And Allah Ta'ala grant him many, many clear signs of his. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now goes back to Fir'aun. And he gives da'wah towards Fir'aun. And two objects he had come for. One was to give him da'wah and the tawheed of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing was to free the people from the slavery of human beings. The Bani Israel were under the slavery of Fir'aun, the human being. So one of the works of the Anbiya alayhi salam is to take men off from the slavery of human beings and into the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he came with this effort here, and he told Fir'aun also, I have come to take the Bani Israel away. And now Fir'aun was not prepared to do so, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of his plans he had made, and even made a high building. He said, I will go and I will fight the Khuda, the deity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُ فِي الْيَمِ. We caught hold of him and his armies, and we threw them in the ocean. And look what was the final result of those who were oppressors. And وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. We did make them imams, definitely. But such imams and leaders, يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, who are calling people towards the fire of Jahannam. And on the day of Qiyamah, they won't be helped and assisted. And in this world also, Allah Ta'ala gave him curses. People are always speaking, nobody calls their child Fir'aun, or he feels honor, I have got some connection with Fir'aun, etc. He is cursed by the people. And on the day of Qiyamah also, he will be amongst those who are completely hated and despised. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and certain barriers which prevent people from accepting Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever you want to. Allah grants hidayah to whomsoever He wants to. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those barriers that are mainly because of dunya, the things of this world, or huge numbers people had, and all the different things which they had said. Allah ta'ala gives answers to those things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain of His signs, that Allah is the one who has created the night. And if Allah ta'ala had to make the night remain forever until the day of Qiyamah, who is that deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will bring back for you the daytime, the light? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah has to make the day forever, till the day of Qiyamah, who is that deity who will, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will bring the night, taskununa fi, in which your person can rest? These are great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's out of the mercy of Allah ta'ala, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah made the night and the day for you, so a person can have sukoon and rest in there. A person can go out and earn his sustenance. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so the people can make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great bounties. The day and the night is a bounty for me, every single person. As Mufti Shabizab rahmatullahi says, normally a person looks at his own, the bounties which a person has got on himself, and he thinks these are bounties. But he says that the other bounties, the sun, for example, is a bounty. It's also for me. Allah, we must take it as my bounty. Allah has made it for me. The earth, Allah has made it for me. The day, Allah has made it for me. The night, Allah Ta'ala has made it for me. And Allah says, one of the objects of it is to utilize it. But وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these bounties. Then Allah mentions another incident of Qarun. He was a very wealthy person. He said, maybe more wealthy than all the capitalists of today's time. Just the treasures of his, a whole jamaat had to carry the keys of the treasures of his. But these people said to him, five advices they gave him. They said, when Allah has given you money, number one, لا تفرح. Do not have pride and arrogance. This is like the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not your own. That Allah ta'ala has given it to you. So Allah ta'ala doesn't like those people who have got this pride within themselves. The second advice they gave him was, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That which Allah has granted to you. So here the ulama say that Allah removed capitalism also and communism. Communism means the property is everybody's. He said, no, Allah has granted it to you. It's yours. It's your property what you have got. But Allah has granted it to you. So the capitalist system is, we can do what our money is. My money, I can do whatever I want to. And the communist system is, that it's a community. Everybody in the whole country owns the government owns the money. It's all joined together. So they say in this one word, Allah has removed and explained that both of these concepts are batil. Fima ataka Allah. Allah has granted it to you. So it is yours, but Allah has granted it to you. So you cannot use it how you want to. You have to use it according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is something else where a person becomes the owner of the property, not like the communist system. So the second advice they gave him was, whatever Allah has granted to you, spend in the akhirat. Utilize it for the akhirat. Allah has given you that wealth. Utilize it for the akhirat. Number three, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. This can have three different meanings. One meaning is, it's a ta'qid and an emphasis of the ayat before the day. Don't leave your portion in this dunya. You're going to leave it here, you're going to cry. What a person gives in this world is of no real benefit for him. And he will go in the akhirat. You're leaving South Africa. Now you leave all your good there and you go to another country. You've lost all of those things. So send everything towards the akhirah. That's one meaning. Another meaning is, that when a person is spending his money in the akhirat, it must not be happen that he must not forget his portion of this dunya. You also got rights, you got to fulfill for your wife, your children. So fulfill the rights, also utilize some of your portion in this world so that the rights of other people can be fulfilled with the intention of fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, a person will get rewarded for this year. And the third meaning is, which is very beautiful, as some ulama have mentioned, do not forget your portion of this dunya. Your portion of this dunya is your qabr, is your grave. So don't ever forget your portion of the dunya. What you're going to leave, take off this dunya, it's only the qabr, the grave. And a person is going to leave this world, or his kafan, what he says, the only clothing he will have, and the only portion of the area he will have is that one few meters space of the qabr. And then the first advice they gave him is, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. How Allah has done good to you, you do good towards other people also. Utilize that money in the good avenues. Have ihsan and kindness towards other people. And وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not cause corruption in the earth. When Allah has given wealth to a person, very easily a person goes towards guna and he goes towards sin. And because Allah does not like those people who cause trouble in the earth, he said, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ إِنْدِي. I have been granted this year because of knowledge of my own. I know that I have the know-how. I am an expert in this year. It is all my hard effort. That is how I got this money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there were nations in the past who even had more wealth than him, more strength than him, and Allah ta'ala destroyed them. Anyhow, one day he comes out with all of his show and pomp and glory with his arrogance and pride. People of this worldly life who are seeing his parades and seeing how these people are going out and they're showing their shan and they're showing their status. They said, if only we had so much, like how Qarun was given. He is a very fortunate person. But the people who had reality in their lives, those who had been granted knowledge, and the knowledge here means knowledge of akhirat, who had yakin in their heart, they said, destruction woe to be to you. Don't look at the people of this world and all the enjoyments they have got and all the wealth they have got. The reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one subhanallah, is far, far better for a person who has got iman and does good actions compared to all of the things of this world. And those who have got sabr, have got that quality, they will attain this great, great reward in the akhirat. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the same earth which he was boasting at, on top of. Allah ta'ala made the earth swallow him up and swallow his houses, and all of his things were destroyed. He actually put a false accusation against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then that Musa alayhi salam has committed zina with one lady. And then when they asked her, then eventually the lady said, no, he's speaking lies, he paid me money to put an accusation against Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made bad dua for him, and the same earth which he was having pride over, Allah ta'ala destroyed him with the same earth. Now ulama say, whatever things a person uses against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he breaks the commands of Allah ta'ala with that, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the same thing to destroy that person. Fir'aun also, he said that these haril and haru tajri min tahti, these rivers are flowing with my strength, my power. I've got it, and Allah ta'ala used the same rivers to destroy Fir'aun. He also, Qarun was walking on the earth and he had his pride and arrogance on the earth. Allah ta'ala used the same earth to destroy a person. So Allah said, we destroyed him completely. There was no one to help him and assist him from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who were yesterday desiring to be like him, when they saw his destruction, then they realized that what a fool we were, how this person is completely destroyed. And then they started understanding that Allah Ta'ala grants sustenance to whomsoever he wants to, and Allah Ta'ala, some people, he keeps that sustenance. There's a lot of goodness also when Allah Ta'ala doesn't grant a person, because Allah knows his wisdom the best. And they said, if it wasn't that Allah had favored upon us, لَخَسَفَ بِنَا, we also would have been destroyed. وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُ. And then they understood that the kuffar can never ever have success, no matter how much they've got in this dunya. But the actual success is in the life of the akhirat. Allah says, تِلْكَ دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ, that house of the akhirat, jannat, we have made it, Allah has prepared it. For those people who do not desire, they do not have pride in this world, and they do not want to cause trouble and guna and sin in this world, this is Allah has created it for those people. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And they say the one who laughs last, he laughs the best. Those who are laughing in the akhirat, they are the ones who are completely successful. Whoever does a good action, for him is great reward in the year after. And the one who does evil actions, he will be punished according in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent down the Quran upon you. And by means of this Quran, Allah will give you such strength and power that Allah will make you return back to Makkah Mukarrama. And eventually you will be victorious over those people. They will try to cause all harm to you, but you have got the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not ever call anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, kullu shayin halikun illa wajah. Every single person and thing in this world will be destroyed besides the Zat and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn your attention only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all of you have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. The last incident, last quarter is Suratul Ankabut. Inshallah, we will discuss tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.